So I'm doing things just a little different today. I am actually recording this podcast on a Saturday morning, which is not the norm for me. I typically like to, kind of record earlier in the week, but it's been a rather hectic and challenging week, to say the least. And so I find myself this morning sitting down and just trying to catch up and get some things done and taken care of. And so one of the things on my to-do list was to release another podcast episode. And that's actually the moment where I had this, kind of epiphany and decided that one good thing to address and begin talking about is really how we show up as consultants during difficult times. The year 2020 is probably going to go down in history as one of the most traumatic years of all times. I mean, when you think about everything that's occurring right now, everything from clearly the global pandemic and all that that entails, and the anxiety and the stress and the frustration surrounding all that we are experiencing right now due to the pandemic, economic problems, things of that nature. But on top of that, we have, huge civil unrest. We have a lot of violence against African American people and people of color. We are going through one of the most difficult and challenging electoral processes, election processes right now. And so, when we really think about where we are, I think in this moment, everybody is in some particular space that seems a little bit foreign, seems a little different right now. I think we all agree that. But the thing is that in our business, in our career, we still have to show up. One thing I tell my daughters, many of you may not agree with this, but I do feel like it's true. When someone pays you for a service or they hire you to do a job, they expect that job to be done. So you may run across, people that are very caring and show empathy. And they, are understanding when things may not be going well in your life. But then there's others that are not going to care. And when you agree to deliver a service, that's something that you want to stand by, that you do want to deliver on what you have said you would deliver. And so if we move forward with that expectation that we would deliver in spite of what may be happening, or that we will show up in these difficult times, then I think that we'll be able to offer just a new level of service to our clients. And that is a challenge. That's not easy. And so that's one thing I want to tap into today. Welcome to the Excel at Consulting Podcast, helping you to use your expertise to advance in your career, business, and create a life you love. I'm Dr. Angelina Davis, and I'm a clinical pharmacist, consultant, solopreneur, and working mom. I'm here to share all that I know about growing your career and business while striking a little bit of work-life balance. I believe that it's possible to have all that you want and more. It just takes a little work, and I'm here to make that journey a little easier. We'll dive into strategy, time and project management, leadership, and so much more. Let's get started. If there is one reality in life, it's that life happens, right? And so things are going to happen in each of our lives that may be personal or may even be related to our business, where we are going to need a break. We're going to need either emotional or physical, space to really refresh and to rejuvenate and to move past this difficult circumstance. And so this is something that many people can relate to. It's not a foreign concept. And so I don't want anyone to feel as if, having a challenge in your life means that you're somehow a failure or things are somehow different from you than it is for others. We all go through these phases in life and in our careers. And so that's why it's important for us to think about how we will approach these times, because it's not a matter of whether or not they will happen. It's pretty much a definite, and it's a matter of when they will happen. So our goal is to show up with consistency, and remain client focused in spite of difficult times and difficult challenges. And there are, you know, kind of three strategies that I want to kind of tap into today and talk about that can possibly give us all a little bit to think about in how we want to show up. So the first thing that you want to do is to prioritize your well-being. First and foremost, take care of yourself. You want to make sure that you are taking some time to really work through whatever challenge you are currently facing. You know, I tell people, you know, if you're working for a company or if you're working for, you know, another employer, then this is your time to use that PTO. It's there for a reason. It's not just there to sit and accrue and grow so we can cash it out one day. You know, it really is there because there is this knowledge and this awareness that it's going to be needed for one reason or another, whether we, you know, come down with a cold or whether we experience a loss in our families or whatever it may be. There are going to be times where you just have to take some personal time and have that personal space. And so that is okay. Don't feel guilty about doing that. Make sure that you understand that by being able to prioritize your well-being, what you're doing is setting yourself up to offer more to your clients, offer more to your business, to offer more to your company. And that's fine. That's okay. And when you take this time, you know, really just simply be present in the moment, you know, have the opportunity to really just acknowledge whatever feeling that you are experiencing right now. You know, if you're tired, then acknowledge that with rest. If you are frustrated, and maybe acknowledge that with some time away or some way to de-stress and to break free of many of the constraints that you've been under. If you are going through some type of grief or loss, take time to simply mourn that loss and to be there and be fully present in the moment. That is something that you owe yourself, and that's something that we each deserve. And so you want to make sure that you are working through these feelings, working through all of these thoughts, and most importantly, getting some rest so that you can show up in a much better place. And this is something that doesn't have to take forever. It doesn't have to be long and drawn out. For some of us, that's just, you know, maybe a day away. For others, it may be taking a week off if you have that kind of time available to you. But either way, stop and, you know, give yourself the grace to prioritize your well-being. And just know that when you are prioritizing that time, when you are taking that moment to rest and to recuperate, that this is actually going to be what's best for your clients and best for your business in the long run. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Here are four reasons why. One is free. Who doesn't love that? Two, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Super simple. Three, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. And four, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. After you've prioritized time for your own well-being, one of the next things that you can do, or, you know, kind of the second thing I would tell you to do or recommend, is that in your, you know, in your business, in your career, just make sure you're keeping it simple. You know, when we are thinking about our goals and we're, you know, we're kind of moving through all the things that we had planned, it can be overwhelming when we stop and think about the time lost. But we don't want to look at it that way. We want to just really focus in on this particular moment and maximizing all that we can during this time. One way that we can do that is by keeping things simple. That means to focus on all the little things. Oftentimes, there are many smaller projects or tasks that kind of build up. And these things are very important. They can be, you know, contacts that we need to make. They can be follow up on various projects. It can be, you know, downloading, running data reports. It can be a lot of different things that are very valuable in our day-to-day practice. And we don't necessarily have time to do that because we may be meeting with other clients. We may be, you know, doing education and things of that nature that eat up the bulk of our day-to-day work. But really, this is an opportunity to change your focus just a bit and to focus in on the little things, to break up some of these larger projects into much simpler and smaller tasks. And so, you know, when we do that, we're really organizing our work in a way that requires less effort, because during challenging times, you don't have typically that energy to take on a major project and to kind of, you know, be the face of your company in the moment. Many of us, you know, really do still do that, but you may not feel like doing that in this moment. And this is a good way to still get important work done that requires a little bit less effort on your part. And so really breaking these things down into smaller tasks, simpler tasks that we can tackle, we can really navigate through this challenging period, because it's a limited period of time. We can navigate through this challenging period and still get a ton accomplished. Another thing I want to, you know, really suggest or recommend is that you use available resources. There are a lot of resources and other help that you may have available to you that oftentimes we feel as if, you know, we can't take or we don't want to use, you know, but this is the opportunity. This is your chance to take advantage of those resources, take advantage of some of that help. So what that may look like is actually leaning into your team members and really, you know, asking for that extra help on a project, or, you know, delegating a particular task or responsibility to another member of your team or another part of your member of your company or your business organization. And if you're, you know, an independent consultant, then maybe that means outsourcing some of this help. You know, there's nothing wrong with outsourcing some of the simpler tasks that we have on our list. I talk about this in another podcast. But, you know, one of the things that we want to take advantage of is really capitalizing on the time that we have to dedicate to kind of that higher level work that our clients are actually paying for. Like when they are paying you for your expertise, they're not necessarily paying you to type up the minutes from a meeting, right? That's something that actually can be outsourced or delegated. And so, you know, those are the tasks that I'm talking about. Those are the things that have to be done, that they're very important, they are required, but they don't have to be done by you, especially during these challenging times. And so what we want to do is keep things simple, begin to focus on some of the little things, breaking down larger projects into simpler tasks that require less effort, and then utilizing all of the available resources that we have around us. So the third and final thing that you can do to show up as a consultant during difficult times is to make sure that you are communicating effectively. It's effective communication really solves so many problems. When you are communicating effectively and you are signaling to your clients that the work is still being done, that they have nothing to worry about, that they can trust you to fulfill the need that they have hired you for, and that you are going to meet and exceed expectations even in the midst of these challenges, that actually, you know, really solidifies that trust relationship that you are developing with your clients. When they see that you are really still client focused in the midst of a personal difficult time, that speaks volumes. It really does. Those are the types of things that will lead you to grow your business, your company with ease. It will lead you to become, you know, kind of like this natural lead magnet, right? You're going to attract other clients easily because they will hear about the dedication that you show to your other clients in your service. And so, you know, really being able to communicate clearly that you are there to serve, that you are there to meet the client's expectations, and that you are ready to make the necessary adjustments so that you can stay or remain on your timeline for achieving whatever goal that you've set. This is extremely important because, once again, the goal for the client is really just to get to their particular outcome, right? They are more concerned in thinking about the needs of their business, the needs of their company, the needs that they have personally, depending upon what you've been consulted for. But they're thinking about those needs. They're thinking about those goals. They're thinking about whether or not you are going to deliver the services that will get them from point A to point B. But in your mind, in your world, what you're facing is being able to meet those needs in the midst of a challenge. And so really, the way to do that is to focus in on how you communicate the expectation to the client, how you communicate the fact that in spite of whatever challenges that may present themselves, that you are ready and prepare to still deliver all that the client needs. That's all they need to know. And that's all that, I won't say that they care about, but that's all that is important in terms of the consultant and client relationship. Everything else is really just icing on the cake. And oftentimes when we have worked with clients for an extended period of time, they become, like a close business friend. And so they understand that life happens. They understand that challenges will arise, and they appreciate that you are focused on them and their needs in the midst of all that. I mean, that is really what makes all the difference during these moments. And so my hope is that really just thinking through some of these things, taking the time out to prioritize your well-being, making sure that you're keeping your workload and tasks simple, and that you are communicating effectively to your clients that you are going to be there and to serve their needs in spite of this difficult period, will really give you the confidence to show up fully as the effective and successful consultant you are during these challenging times. So I hope this helps. I hope that it sheds a little bit of light and a little bit of positivity in this, time that we're all in, and that maybe you can use some of these tips and tools to really craft your response, way of showing up with consistency in these moments. All right. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Accelerate Consulting Podcast, and I hope to talk to you again very soon. That wraps up another episode of the Accelerate Consulting Podcast. It's my hope that you enjoyed your time here and that you'll join in again for another conversation all about consulting, maximizing your impact, and achieving that work-life balance you deserve. Until then, you can follow me on Instagram at @ExcelAtConsulting, and I hope to see you, hear from you, talk to you again soon. Take care.